the short end of the scoreboard, 80-58, the final score. Central Oklahoma with a win, joined now by Coach Craig Doty. And just your overall thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, I mean, guard play is so important for us, you know. And we struggled to make shots, obviously. Our backcourt was 1 of 19 from the field. So 1 of 18, excuse me, I have an English degree. I should add up 12 and 6 better. We're just not going to compete when that takes place at all. You know, we tried to scrap and claw. I mean, certain guys did some things that we'll look at and say, you know, and that we're happy with. But there's just, again, you're starting backcourt, who's, you know, really a key part of what we do. It's going to be important that they're ready. And as coaches, we're going to do the best to put them in positions to be successful. So we're going to look in the mirror. I hope they do the same. And we'll continue to try to grow. But they guard each other well. Central Oklahoma guarded us well. And, you know, got to give them some credit, too.
Now, a lot of it is Central Oklahoma, very athletic basketball team. And you've got an athletic basketball team as well. Unfortunately, it seemed like every shot they put up that was 50-50 went in the hole, and every shot you put up that was 50-50, whether it could bounce in or go away, bounced away from the rim tonight.
Especially down the stretch. It looked like there was a lid in that thing, right? But, you know, those were just to get the score a little closer at the end. You know, Cam Givens, a senior, Jalen Turner, a senior, Curtis Haywood, a senior. They're another senior-driven team. You know, and we don't have seniors that are on the floor. We have one senior, and he's not playing a ton. You know, Roger State kind of had the same MO where they had just a lot of seniors. And, you know, we need to stop thinking that next year is going to be a great year when we're all seniors and say, you know what, we need to be matching up versus these teams today. And you've seen the difference when we play a team like Northwest Missouri, who we're built to switch against and compete against. And you know, we have a lot of success, and then versus Central Oklahoma, who's given us absolute fits the past 3 years with their size and their athleticism and how they can kind of pick apart our switches. So, it's just a tough matchup for us. You know, we could change how we recruit and bring in a team that matches up better versus Central Oklahoma, but then we wouldn't be able to match up versus Northwest Mo. So we just need to be a better version of ourselves. The best version, if you want to be, you know, a top 10, top 11 ranked team on the road. We beat number one at home, but, you know, again, this league is tough, and there's 6, 7, 8 teams that are really, really good, and we ran into the one that's either the best or the second best in the league tonight, and we didn't play very well.
Now, so a lot to still take from this particular game, and you get two games at home the rest of this week. You have Lincoln coming up on Thursday and then Central Missouri on Saturday, and a chance to get back on the winning track.
Oh, yeah, and we're always going to be looking forward while continuing to identify the things that we did well, that we need to improve on, and that's just part of the growth process, you know. The wins, you know, and the things that are so positive that our team is, you know, has gone through, part of this journey also includes the adversity. And, you know, we're not going to run from that. We're going to embrace that adversity, and that's what's going to make us stronger, you know. And that's part of competitive college athletics. And it's tough on the road, you know. It's not easy. And if our guys thought it was going to be easy, then they learned today. But, we'll keep, like I said, we're going to embrace the adversity. We'll be just fine. You know, whether you lose by 1 or lose by 22, it's a loss in that column. And at the end of the day, if you're not winning, you got to be learning. And I think there's plenty we can take from this.
Well, Coach, have a safe trip back to Emporia. We'll see you tomorrow on Hornet Talk, live from Brett Sports Bar and Grill during the noon hour. And look forward to Thursday's game against Lincoln.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg.
That's Emporia State basketball coach Craig Doty joining us here on post game. Again, Central Oklahoma wins it 80-58 over the Emporia State Hornets tonight.